This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Monday Holy Week A. First posted March 17, 2008, Psalm 118:1-2, 15-24. Thanksgiving for deliverance. Paraphrase: Let us give thanks to the Lord for His goodness. His steadfast love is eternal. Let all God's people declare that God's love is steadfast and eternal. Hear the glad songs of the righteous in their dwellings. The right hand of the Lord is valiant and exalted. We shall not die, but lift you remember and declare the deeds of the Lord. The Lord chastens us greatly, but does not abandon us to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. Psalm 118:19-20. Thank the Lord that He has answered us and become our salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:22-24. Commentary: All God's works and ways are good and right and true. His love is unchanging and eternal. Jesus Christ is the right hand of God. Jesus was courageous to fight the spiritual battle for our salvation on the cross. Because He did, we needn't die eternally for our sins. Disobedience of God's word. See God's plan of salvation. Sidebar, top right. Jesus is the only way to come to God, to know and experience God, and enter into eternal fellowship and life with God. Acts 4:12. John 14:6. Christians are disciples of Jesus Christ who have personally experienced salvation and spiritual rebirth, John 3:3, 5-8, through faith, obedient trust in Jesus, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. Born again, Christians have personally experienced and testified to the Lord's goodness, faithfulness, and steadfast love. The Lord disciplines His people, and discipline is painful, Hebrews 12:5-11 RSV, but His discipline is good and necessary to keep us from eternal death. Jesus is the gate of righteousness. We can enter God's eternal kingdom only through Jesus. None of us are righteous on our own merit. The righteous are those who have received the righteousness of Christ, Romans 3:22, as a free gift through obedient trust in Jesus, Ephesians 2:8-9, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Thank the Lord that He loves us and doesn't want us to perish eternally, John 3:16-17, that He has known our need, and has answered it and become our Savior in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only cornerstone, the only solid rock on which to build our eternal home, Matthew 7:24. Judaism at the time of Jesus had become a religion, man's attempt to manipulate God's favor for man's benefit. The Jewish religious leaders were building their own empires instead of God's kingdom. Jesus is the cornerstone which the Jews rejected, which is the only foundation on which to build God's eternal kingdom and our eternal home. The nominal church, particularly in America, is, in too many instances, in the same place that Judaism was at Jesus' first coming. Many in the clergy and in the membership treat the church as their personal empires through which they gain status and glory. They use religion in an attempt to manipulate God to give them what they want, instead of trying to learn and do what God wants. Are we praising and glorifying the Lord in our homes and in our daily lives? Have we sought to experience the Lord, Acts 17:26-27, so that we will be able to know and declare the great things He's done for us personally? Jesus has promised to return on the day of judgment, Matthew 25:31-46, to Thessalonians 1:5-10, at the end of time. Are we any more ready for Christ's second coming than the Jews were at His first coming? Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14.